Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. April is Autism Awareness Month here in the United States. This week, we'll meet two women who are dealing directly with the condition. One, an author and philanthropist outside San Francisco. The other, a former Justice Department lawyer in suburban Washington, D.C., who became an advocate for people with autism.
Should we be feeling ashamed of them when they do these things, or even when they have a meltdown? No.
We'll hear these two women's stories and their recommendations on this week's American Cafe. Autism spectrum disorder is defined as a range of conditions characterized by challenges with social skills, repetitive behavior, speech, and nonverbal communication, and by unique strengths and differences. The Autism and Developmental Disorders Monitoring Network says 1 in 68 American children have been identified with the disorder. It is more prevalent among boys than girls and among whites versus African Americans or Latinos. This week, we are going to meet two women who took different approaches to the condition. One is a former Justice Department lawyer in Maryland. The other is a wealthy entrepreneur and philanthropist in the San Francisco Bay Area. First, Whitney Ellenby, the attorney turned author and advocate. A Georgetown Law School graduate who was working in the Disability Rights section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, Whitney Ellenby met her husband, Keith Rubin, a healthcare finance banker, in 1996. They later married, and their first child, Zach, was born March 13, 2001. When he was 19 months old, Zach was not showing normal interaction with his environment. His mom took him to pediatricians and figured that he might just be taking longer than other kids. But Whitney says she never dreamed that Zach could be autistic.
So it was a true punch to the gut when he went through sort of a battery of tests to determine what was going on. He didn't have any language at the time. He still actually wasn't even walking. He wasn't pointing. He wasn't responding to his name. But my regular pediatricians hadn't caught it, and so I went into a pediatric neurologist thinking, all right, I'm going to come out with some recommendations for speech therapy or physical therapy, but it never dawned on me that I was going to be told that day, your son has an incurable brain disorder and meets the criteria for autism, and the prognosis was not great.
Ellenby eventually had to leave her law career and devote her full time to Zach. The couple tried the more common applied behavioral analysis treatment, which tries to teach kids new skills and get them to apply them in the real world. Whitney Ellenby says Zach was okay in the treatment room, but once they left, he would melt down.
And we're talking about really, you know, biting, and when he had these meltdowns publicly, slamming his head against the floor, beating his head with his fist, shrieking, the kind of thing that really does grab attention in a really difficult way. And even the strongest parent, I would defy them to say that they didn't feel humiliated or ashamed in the moment.
Ellenby's world became smaller and smaller. She says her relationship with her husband suffered, especially when she decided to take Zach's treatment into her own hands by exposing him to environments that would set him off.
And my husband was more conservative and more inclined to say, okay, we just won't go there. We won't go there. We won't go there. And I said, have you noticed that our world is shrinking in terms of the places we can go to? And I'm going to take him out. I'm going to do this very austere thing in Zach's interest to get him over it. And my husband was resistant. And when we first went to the first venue, it took a good 35 minutes of shrieking and screaming and the public screaming at me and spitting on me and all this stuff. And I glanced back at my husband, and the pact we made was, you don't have to do this with me, but I can't fight you and him at the same time.
Whitney would take Zach places he feared the most, a movie theater, an aquarium, the subway, or a restaurant. She would let people know about Zach, and when he threw a tantrum, would fall to the floor with him and comfort him until his phobia subsided. Through her persistence, Zach lost his fear of enclosed spaces. Now 17, he is able to go to sports venues, the movies, on the train, to the pool, places that were closed off to him before. Zach is also enrolled in the Learning for Independence program at Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, Maryland. Whitney founded Autism Ambassadors a charitable organization which provides recreational events for hundreds of families in Maryland and surrounding areas. She tells their story in a new book, Autism Uncensored.
My name is Christine Bronstein, and I am in the Bay Area.
Christine Bronstein's experience with her son was different. He had an above-average disregard for authority. He would walk out of kindergarten class telling his teacher to get him out of here. Bronstein holds an MBA from the Columbia UC Berkeley program and is married to the Center for Investigative Reporting Executive Chair Phil Bronstein. She came up with the Stewie Boom series of books as a way to help her son deal with life.
So I did that for him and grew it into this series. The woman, Karen Young, who does the art, moved in. She lives next door to me. Our kids play all the time. You know, we were lucky enough to be able to have a lot of specialists for my child that was having more difficulty. And so we thought it'd be a nice way to share that experience and put some tips in the back of the book so that it was a one-stop shop for parents and families where they could come together around the story and then have really helpful tips from experts in the back of each of our Stewie Boom books.
The latest title in the series, Stewie Boom and Princess Penelope, Handprints, Snowflakes, and Playdates, is aimed at helping families with autistic kids and their friends.
And it's a story of how the Boom family welcomes a child with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, into their home for a playdate. And the voice in this book is actually Princess Penelope, and we really wanted to have a strong female character, so we were happy to sort of move her to the front. All the kids partake in all of the books, but this is the first book that she is the main voice. And it shows the ups and downs and what parents on both sides, parents with typical kids or parents with special needs children, can help to facilitate fun play dates and help children broaden their social circles to be inclusive of all types of children and what they can learn from them as well.
Bronstein says that her hope is that the books will help families avoid the isolation and fear that sometimes accompanies autism.
Because isolation and bullying are actually huge issues in the autism community, and those are devastating but solvable issues, because the earlier and better we educate our children and families about autism spectrum, the more we can do it minimizing isolation and bullying, and the more empathetic children we grow, because that's what we all want to be part of, a kind community.
If you would like to learn more about our guests or see some of their materials, we will have links on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can leave your questions or comments. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.